did you guys come upon doing a Robin Hood script?
Well, I'm something of a history buff or a history enthusiast, history maniac, and my partner is not at all. He's much more of like a comic book and pop culture kind of guy. And we've worked together for many years. And over the years, sometimes I try to get him into the idea of a particular historical project of, you know, one kind or another. And I'm also, I mean, within the broad scope of history, I'm a bit of a medievalist. And then for a while, I guess I wanted us to write a medieval screenplay. And one day we were just talking, and somehow Robin Hood came up because my partner, as a pop culture guy, I guess it was the idea that maybe he could bring himself to invest the blood, sweat, tears, time, and effort of monumental proportions that would be required in order to actually write a complete screenplay set in medieval times. Maybe he could bring himself to invest all of that in a medieval period piece if it involved someone like Robin Hood, if it involved, you know, a big iconic pop cultural figure that he could understand or relate to or was familiar with. And then the big, for us, the big hook was, the big idea was, but let's turn it around. Let's tell Robin Hood from the other guy's point of view. Let's make the Sheriff of Nottingham the hero instead of the villain. And the title of our original screenplay was Nottingham. And that's basically what the story was. It was the story of the Sheriff of Nottingham, like the untold. You know, I think the tagline on the first page of our script was, there are two sides to every legend. And we just wanted to, we thought it would be interesting and cool and certainly original to tell the story of the sheriff, centered on the sheriff and from the perspective of the sheriff. Because we'd never seen or heard that done before. After we got into doing it, you know, and I dug around, I found out that there was a novel that had been written maybe, I don't know, a decade or two earlier that sort of took a similar approach, and we didn't read it. We steered clear of it, you know, because we didn't want to cross wires with however that author had approached the material. But I think it was completely different anyway. So
I guess your sheriff is in some ways a bit of a medieval detective, like Catfile in one sense.
A bit. Our sheriff was a bit of a war hero because he was based on a real historical figure, Robert Tornham, Tornham, who was one of the two sheriffs of Cyprus appointed by Richard after he conquered the island of Cyprus and then moved on to the Holy Land during the Crusades. And he left two sort of core rulers on the island of Cyprus, and one of them actually died, and the other one was Robert of Tornham, and sometimes known as the Sheriff of Cyprus, sometimes known as the Justiciar. And that, because our screenplay opened with a medieval siege of a castle in Cyprus that was being held, might have been Castle Marcapus or something, that was being held by the English army, the English occupiers of Cyprus. Oh, wait, hang on one second.
Yes.
What?
What's the thing you want me to put in?
I can't.
You want to come read it for 2 seconds?
No, I don't think
you're okay.
Whatever. Hey, I'm back. It's my partner trying to get me to deal with the work stuff, but I beat him away. Anyhow, so our story opened with this kind of cool medieval siege, using some details of medieval siege war found out, he got a message from Richard saying that because Richard needed more money for the ongoing crusade, he had decided to sell the island to, like, the Knights Templar, the poor knights of the Temple of Solomon, for a ton of money. So there was no need anymore for Robert Tornham to be the sheriff of Cyprus. But because he had done such a good job defending English interests on that island, Richard gave him a choice appointment back in England, and that was the job of Sheriff of Nottingham. And the story went on from there, and Tornham went back to England and went to Nottingham, which at the time was like the second biggest city in England, and after London, and one of like the half dozen biggest cities in all of Europe. And took charge. And yes, he was, you know, a couple of times we've seen our original screenplay referred to as CSI Sherwood or CSI Nottingham. And there's definitely an element of that. And we used, you know, we did a lot of research and we used legitimate medieval English forensic investigation details, in a couple of cool ways. We didn't make too much up out of the blue in that sense. And he's also a bureaucrat and an administrator, and he was in charge of the city, and he had a very difficult job to do, sort of caught between a rock and a hard place, because Richard gets kidnapped and held for ransom, and the taxes have to go up, but people are already poor from the taxes for the war, and at the same time, Prince John is making his own efforts to make sure his brother never comes back from being held hostage, and build up more political support and political power inside England. And Tornham is Richard's guy, but John is trying to get him onto his side of this sort of political feud verging on civil war. And the other big thing was Eleanor of Aquitaine having a big part in the story, which was something we'd never seen in a Robin Hood story before. And of course, Eleanor of Aquitaine is a huge figure in European medieval history, certainly in English and French medieval history, and this really powerful woman, and she's the mother of King Richard and Prince John, who goes on to be King John, but she's never been, that we knew of, she'd never been featured in any way in a Robin Hood story, and it just seemed like a great opportunity to craft a great part for a great actress, you know, to play. And the one other big element in our story was some terrible crimes being committed in Nottingham, and I guess you would call this as serial murders, serial killing. And you know, there is a bit of a historical record for serial killers in medieval Europe. And we sort of took that as our inspiration, and the crimes are being blamed on Robin Hood, who's, you know, the outlaw in the woods who claims to be fighting for the people, but in our script was more of just kind of a self-serving, roguish guy who just sort of hooked what he was doing onto the people's cause, because it happened to be there. It was more of an opportunist, and also came from a noble background and didn't really care too much about the people, just cared about his own mercenary self-interest. But because the sheriff is a man of science, he's able to find out that even though Robin Hood isn't such a great guy, perhaps, in our script, he's not, in fact, the man responsible for all these murders, even though he would be a convenient scapegoat and might even help the sheriff's political future if he blamed the murders on Robin Hood. He wasn't going to do that. And the whole thing built to a point where Richard comes back and his army lays siege to Nottingham, which is the center of support for Prince John and his rebellion against his brother, the king. And Robert Tornum, our hero, the sheriff, plays a key role, along with Robin Hood, in how the siege goes, and Richard succeeds and takes the city. And also the sheriff manages to track down and catch and defeat the serial murderer. And there's also a romantic triangle between the sheriff, Robin Hood, and Maid Marian. And that's a long, kind of drawn out and hashed up version of the movie that we wrote several years ago.
I gather your Marian was a really clever, well read character.
Yeah, our Marian we thought was a great character. I have to say, you know, we've seen the finished film, and it's very well made, and it's incredibly well produced. And Kate Blanchett is phenomenal as Maid Marian, and Russell Crowe is great as Robin Hood. I mean, the cast is excellent, really, throughout. But Kate Blanchett really is kind of amazing as Maid Marian.
No, I guess your script sparked off quite a bidding war when it came out.
It did. It was at the time it was the biggest success of our feature screenwriting careers. There were a number of A-list directors who all attached themselves to try and get the movie made at different studios. There was Russell Crowe, who attached himself to star, you know, all over town. And in the end, there were three different studios that were all actively trying to purchase it. So there was actually a bidding war, you know, for the script. And Universal won, and Brian Grazer and Imagine Entertainment also attached themselves as producers before Universal bought the script. And later on, so now Russell Crowe and Brian Grazer and Imagine are all attached. Later on, Ridley Scott came on board to direct at Universal. And Ridley Scott, who's obviously one of the most accomplished filmmakers in history, really didn't have much interest in our screenplay or, you know, our version of this story. And it took about, I guess it took a couple of years of redeveloping, you know, rewriting and then rewriting what had been Nottingham before Ridley Scott was satisfied and happy with the screenplay he finally had in his hands. And Universal and he and Russell Crowe went forward and made the movie that's now coming out, you know, as Robin Hood.
Did you have any involvement in the rewriting?